Good morning, everybody. My name is Rosie Manander, and I'm from Texas Tech University. Today, I will be talking about effect of fiber maturity on fiber length distribution and yarn evenness properties. So one of the biggest concerns of the cotton industry worldwide is the short fiber content, because the presence of excessive amount of short fibers in the raw cotton can result in production inefficiency and low textile quality. And cotton processing such as harvesting, ginning, and lint cleaning are quite aggressive mechanical processes that can lead to fiber damage and fiber breakage. And fiber breakage is likely related to fiber maturity. If fiber is more mature, then there is less chance of breaking fiber. And if fiber is immature, then there will be more breakage of fibers. So the main objectives of this research are to demonstrate that within sample, length is not independent from maturity. Most of the short fibers removed during processing are broken and immature. And HVI and AFS measurement together are needed to predict yarn quality accurately. So the cotton were collected from 8 different locations from West Texas and Jean. And the cotton were collected from 2008, 9, and 2010. And the two harvesters were used, picker harvester and stripper harvester. So 4 bales of cotton were harvested with picker, and 4 bales were harvested with stripper. So it results into 64 commercial bales. And each bale was sampled, and the length was tested on both HVI and AFS. HVI was used for 4 micronear reading, 4 color reading, and 10 length and strength reading, whereas AFS was used for fiber replication of 3,000 fibers. And the lint was processed through our short staple spinning facility to produce carded and combed ring spun yarn. The yarn produced were tested on Statimat DS and UT5. HVI high volume instrument was used. A high volume instrument measured the bundle fiber property. It can measure micronear, color, trace, length, elongation, whereas AFS, Advanced Fiber Information System, unlike HVI, it measures the single fiber properties. It measures maturity, fiber, naps, trace, length by number weight, immature fiber content, short fiber content. And this is the Euster Tester 5, which is used to measure yarn evenness and hairiness. So the length samples were taken along the process that are raw material, card sliver, D1 sliver, D2 sliver, carded and combed, and noils. And the fiber properties of this sample were determined with the AFS Pro with fiber replication of 3,000 fibers. So from the Lubbock Classing Office, the data shows that crop year 2008 and 9 has a lower micronear, while the 2010 cotton has the higher micronear. So in this graph, we can see the blue line represents the 2008 cotton, and red represents 2009, and black represents 2010. So from this graph, we can see that 2010 cotton has a higher micronear compared to 2008 and 2009. So for the statistical analysis, we grouped 2008 and 2009 cotton together, that is 32 bales, and compared them with 2010 location, which are other 32 bales. So the micronear for our cotton for 2008 and 9 averaged 3.36, while the micronear for 2010 averaged 4.26. And the following slides illustrate the results obtained in one location, which has the micronear of 3.7 for picker harvested cotton, but has 3.2 for the stripper harvested cotton. These are the graphs showing the AFS and HVI results for one selected location. Here, in this graph, we have in x-axis picker and stripper, whereas in the mean in the y-axis, we have mean length from HVI. So from this graph, HVI data shows that there was no significant difference between picker and picked and strip cotton. Whereas here, this is the upper half mean length from HVI. This data also doesn't show significant difference between picked and strip cotton. Whereas here, this is the mean length by number from AFS. And we can see in here, this shows a big difference between picked and stripped cotton. It shows that picked cotton has more longer length than the strip cotton. And also for the upper quartile length from APHIS, it also shows the significant difference between picked and strip cotton. So for this location, HVI does not discriminate between the two types of cotton while APHIS does. And the result obtained from the APHIS mean length by number are interesting, which shows a big difference of about 800 of an inch difference between the two types of cotton. It reveals drastic length distribution difference that are not captured by HVI. This is the graph showing the mean length by number from APHIS along the process. So here in the x-axis we have raw card sliver D1, D2 carded. And D1 sliver is combed, and the short fiber are removed, which are the comber noils. And D1 combed are again drafted to form the D2 combed. So from this graph, we can see that D2 comb has a longer length than other processing step, and comber noil, which is the short fiber removed from combing, has a short length compared to other processing. So in this process, the micronear for peak cotton was 3.7, whereas strip cotton was 3.2, and there was a significant difference between picked and strip cotton in all processing steps. For the short fiber content by number, also in the D2 combed, there was less amount of short fiber content, as in D2 combed there is only the long fibers, whereas in the comber noil, which is the short fibers, has a higher amount of short fiber content. And in this also a significant difference between pick and strip cotton in all processing steps. Whereas for the maturity ratio, we can see that in D2 comb has a higher maturity ratio than other processing step, and also the comber noil has a lower maturity ratio. And there was no significant difference between picked and strip cotton in a raw, D2 carded, and D2 combed, whereas there was a significant difference between picked and strip cotton for card sliver, D1, and comber noil. Also for the fineness, we can see from this graph, D2 comb has a higher fineness compared to other, and comber noil has lower fineness. So there was no significant difference between picked and strip cotton for raw cotton, D2 carded, and comber noil. And there was a significant difference between picked and strip for card sliver, D1, and D2 combed. For the NEPS count, in D2 comb, there was a very less NEP count, whereas in the comber noil, it has a higher amount of NEPs, as NEP is formed due to immature and short fiber, so the comber noil has a higher NEP count, and there was a significant difference between picker and stripper in all processing steps. So the main difference between picker and stripper harvesting is that the stripper harvests almost everything. It harvests 100% of cotton seed from the plant, whereas the picker harvests only the mature and open balls from the middle part of the plant, and the top immature balls are not harvested. So this results in different fiber maturity distribution. And stripper cotton tend to have more immature fiber. These fiber are likely to be weak. Therefore, they will break more readily at the gene, and resulting in higher short fiber content and increasing NEP count. So along the process, short immature fiber are removed from the lint flow. And combing out the short fiber improves the fiber length distribution, maturity, fineness, and NEP count in D2 combed sliver. And the noils resulting from a combing are extremely immature compared to the raw material, and their fineness are very low, and their NEPS count was very high. So similar results were obtained on each of the 64 bales tested. So these are the 64 bales. Here in the x-axis we have all 64 bales, and for the maturity ratio, the red dot represent the comb sliver, whereas the black represent the raw cotton, and the blue represent the noils. And these 32 bales are from 2008 and 9, which has the lower maturity, whereas the other 32 bales are from 2010, which has the higher maturity. So from this graph also, we can see that comb sliver has a higher maturity ratio than raw and noils, whereas the noils has the lower maturity ratio compared to other two. And in all treatments, there are the significant difference. So these results confirm that within sample, the short fibers are very weak immature fibers. Therefore, the common hypothesis of independence between length and maturity within sample need to be revisited. And the difference observed with the APHIS length by number distribution appear to translate into yarn quality differences. This is the carded yarn results from one location. Here we have thinless, thickless, and hairiness. And also the yarn data showing that there was significant difference between picked and stripped cotton for thinless, thickless, and hairiness. The picked cotton has less amount of thinless, thickless, and looks less hairy. So this yarn data also shows a similar kind of result as APHIS did, like there was a significant difference between picked and stripped cotton. So now we can conclude that most of the fibers removed during processing are short and immature. The common hypothesis of independence between length and maturity within sample need to be revisited, and APHIS length by number parameter are needed to better predict yarn quality, especially for the yarn evenness. And I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated and Texas Department of Agriculture, Food and Fiber Shorts Program, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, and USDA Zine Lab. Thank you.